I'm sorry?
I said very good.
Oh, very, would you like a gospel card?
Very good. I am a Christian also, so to see this and to see people
standing for truth,
you know, I got goosebumps even on my legs right now.
Let me give you a gospel card. Do you go on the internet? Okay, because we have a website on there. It has all kinds of articles teaching what we teach people. But let me just tell you. Do you have a minute? I'll just tell you really quick.
My husband used to be from Seventh-day Adventist and all that stuff, and it came from Lutheran.
Oh, and you left it all? So did we. We don't belong to any organization whatsoever.
So now I go non-denominational now because I've just personal things with people and the denominational churches a little bit. I've been having problems with
the denominational churches are incorrect. Yeah, and I got to warn you, the non-denominationals are incorrect also.
Do
you have like one pastor?
No.
You have several pastors?
Yeah.
Okay, and they all get up to teach, because in the New Testament body, all the men, not just a few of them, every single man who's of teaching age teaches, and it's like a body, it's like a family,
and it's just
and it's in people's homes.
It's, you know, I like worship, so for me, I'm not going to discriminate no church though at all, because everybody's trying to do
well. If they have sin in them, do they practice Christmas and Easter? Because those are pagan holidays. We encourage people.
Yeah, Seventh-day Adventists were the same way too. But if you do the Santa Claus, if you do all that stuff, you do the Easter all that stuff.
Throw that away. You got to throw the whole thing
away.
I
know this.
Because Christ Mass.
Yeah, I know
this.
It's
Christ Mass. Yeah. But if you associate with people who.
So I'm on the same page as you.
But you don't associate with people who sin, right? Because we're supposed to separate from people who sin.
And
if they practice Christ Mass, then they're in sin and you have to call them out of it. And if they won't leave it, you have to separate from them.
Correct.
Okay. And is that what you do?
Well, I don't go hang around with people that
drink. But you don't worship with people who even celebrate Christmas, Easter, pagan holidays, things like that.
That's their own personal thing. I'm just there to go and worship God.
Okay, well, what I would encourage you to do
is get
deeper into the scriptures, because you're not going far enough. And that's what we're out here to do, is encourage people to shed man-made religion. Sunday religion is a Sunday mindset, where people go there to worship instead of having it as their everyday lived life. And I can clearly see they're not teaching you the biblical mandate for women, because God has, with the external.
It's not about church. It's every day your relationship with God, and reading God's word every single day, and praying to God, and having that inner peace within yourself with God every single day yourself.
That's partially right. But what you're missing is the born again. Have you been born again?
Yes, I have been baptized.
Is not born again.
Nope, I have not been sprinkled. I have been immersed.
But that's not being born again. Being born again.